Watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day is through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
And that was Nani singing I Walk the Line by Johnny Cash. Wow. Oh my gosh. Okay, I think it's my turn to start on this one.
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Nani, this felt like I walked into an old-style Western saloon and, like, there was, like, a set of triplets on stage, and they were singing this, and it was, like they're performing, you know? Like, I don't know. This was so crazy.
It was.
I think I was telling Valk, I want to hear this again right now, like immediately when I went into the call. Like, I loved this. The harmonies were so true to the song. Like, it was like, it just fit, you know? And I don't know. I was like singing along. I think this might be like my new favorite version of this song, legit. Like, I really, really liked this.
Yeah, she totally turned this into like it wasn't by Johnny Cash. He made it as if it was by Dolly Parton or something. That's what I wrote down. I'm gonna call you Nani Parton.
Yeah, Dolly Parton.
We got three big breasted, blonde haired Nannies up on stage with their cowboy boots and red cowboy shirts. And they got them all tied in like that cowboy fashion, you know? Like, all sexy like.
It was like the Andrew sisters met Patsy Cline and made a like.
Sorry, Dolly Parton's like the only female country singer I know, so.
Oh my
so,
gosh.
Anything just... that sounds like that's
anything country is obviously Dolly Parton.
I thought it was a
well,
very,
Dolly Parton's
very...
amazing, so that's fine.
Yeah, I like her. I like her a lot.
This was a very smart move to go with the background vocals, because I've told you this before, and I'm pretty sure you know you're an awesome mixer, and you're like, you are, I think, the queen of background, like, layering and stuff. Like, it's always, like, at points it's, like, so good that you don't even notice it for some of your songs. Because you just think it's the regular instrumental backtrack, but no, that's
this
not.
This is, like, seamless.
Yeah. And I like how at the end you kind of veered back towards the original. You were sticking true because you went lower and more sultry with it. And I know the original's lower, so it's not like she did it the whole time. She still kind of went low with it at the end, which
And it
sounded good
was
as well.
super effective. Like, some songs, they go higher at the end because
Dynamic.
they want, like, this dramatic thing, but her going lower was just like, oh, wow, perfect. Like, is good. I liked it a
That's
lot.
all I got. Doc.
Yeah, this is super fun to listen to. Every time I hear someone, like, poem a country song, it makes me want to bring back Lone Star. And then it's like,
I love country.
oh, I know country's awesome. Like, this is super fun to listen to, and I don't like old country like that much, but I like Johnny Cash. But like, my only note really was one of the harmonies in there sounded kind of like it was off to me, and it was kind of distracting. Like, I think the like middle highest one was like kind of off to me a little bit, so it was kind of distracting because it kept on sounding like it was kind of like going in and out of pitch. But like, other than that, I was like enjoying listening to this, and it was hot.
It was so hot, it was on fire.
Okay,
Fire going
I
boom.
can reveal who gave this to Nani. It was Soyala.
Oh,
Ooh, that's
snap.
four reveals in a row.
I know,
Not
right?
at all.
It's a
I didn't know
day for
Soyala's
revealing.
country. I assume she only listens to Broadway.
No,
One thing says Broadway, therefore she only listens to Broadway, only performs Broadway, and
Pretty
it is
much.
her life. It is all she does. No, I think I know she loves Disney, and I can totally see her as like loving country. Like, I don't know. I don't know the ex her exact musical preferences, but for some reason, I think she's like very sweet, and I can see it. We shall see though. Tell us, Soyala. What do you like?
We must know.
We must know. Okay, so next up, we have Rochellular, and she
Woo.
is singing another Meatloaf song.
Oh no, is it that Bat Out of Hell
It's
song?
Bat Out of Hell by
Oh
Meatloaf.
crap. Not 7 minutes. Oh no.
Dog is like, ah. I'm excited. I am excited. I am.
I'm going to keep my fingers crossed for Rochelle. It's like hard. That's hard.
It's a long song.
It's a long song.
I
So let's
know.
go.
Are screaming and the fires are howling way down in the valley tonight. There's a man in the shadow with a gun in his eye and a blade shining so bright. There's evil in the air and there's thunder in the sky and a killer's on the bloodshot streets. Oh, and down in the tunnel where the deadly are rising, oh, I swear I saw a young boy down in the gutter. He was starting to foam in the heat. Baby, you're the only thing in this whole world that's pure and good and right. And wherever you are and wherever you go, there's always gotta be some light. But I gotta get out, I gotta break it out now before the final crack of dawn. So we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. Like a bat out of hell, gone when the morning comes. And when the night is over, like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone, gone, gone. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. And when the day is done and the sun goes down and the moonlight shining through. And like a sinner before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you. I'm gonna hit the highway like a battering ram on a silver black phantom bike. When the metal is hot and the engine is hungry and we're all about to see the light. Nothing ever grows in this rotting old hole and everything is stunning and lost. we gotta make the most of our one night together. When it's over, you know we'll both be so alone. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. And when the night is over, like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone, gone, gone. Like a bat out of hell, I'll be gone when the morning comes. But when the day is done and the sun goes down and the moonlight shining through, then like a sinner before the gates of heaven, I come crawling on back to you. Then like a sinner before the gates of heaven, I'll come crawling on back to you.
Cellular singing Bat Out of Hell by Meat
Loaf.
Okay, I think it's Blackjack's turn.
My turn to go first.
Your turn.
Oh, baby. Now you have to critique for like 7 minutes.
Their shell, this had such a strong start. I loved it. This song, Rochelle, you brought the epic quality that Meat Loaf songs require. I loved it. It's just what I was looking for. I loved when, I really, really loved when you came back in after the instrumental break. You're like, you even brought the levels up even higher, like energy wise. And then at the end, when you got soft, you brought them back down. The dynamics were like freaking awesome, this whole song. And the song like requires a high amount of energy in order to do it well. I felt that you brought the right, like you did it. Like, it, like you did it. I don't know. This is good. This is good. What do you think, Val?
You're like a rock star on this song. It was awesome. Like, I kept on picturing you like Pat Benatar-ing it up with like, I don't know, wearing like a bunch of leather and like leather boots and so on. Like, cool. And like all these special effects, like the smoke machine and this like purple smoke. And you're like rocking it out in all this leather and stuff on a giant stage or something at the, what is it, Nokia Theater or something. Because yeah, that's where they have all the finales for like American Idol and stuff.
Oh, I know what you're talking about now. I was like, the Nokia Theater. I love that that's like your idea of like the most rockiest place is the Nokia Theater.
It is now, though.
Oh my gosh. This is so funny.
Yeah, I love this. Like, I love the like toll of a bell part and stuff. Like, I love like the dynamics there, and like, yeah, I agree, it was like a really strong start. I didn't know like the song. I was trying to make sense of the song, but then Black was like, it doesn't make sense, so I was like, oh, okay. So then I just started enjoying the song.
Black was looking for connections.
I know, but I was like, what is this about a bike and a bell and back to hell? I was just like, yeah, I really enjoyed this. You did a good job.
It's all of Meatloaf's prophecies, what he sees, and he's just prophesizing and throwing out premonition. I don't know. Rochelle, I definitely agree. I thought, like, immediately you just, like, ripped it out. And at first, I thought the vocal was a little loud because you came in so strong, but it wasn't. Like, immediately afterward, it was like, oh, okay, it's good. But, like, I was just like, whoa, when you started. You sounded super into it. I thought this was, like, a really strong submission. For some reason, this whole song, like, I don't know if this is the same for you guys, but it almost has, like, a different feel with a girl's voice on it. I don't know why. Like,
I've never heard a guy do it, so I don't know.
Oh. Well, like, Meatloaf is a guy, and, like, his original version is, like, I mean, it's the same, but it's different. I don't know I don't know what I'm trying to say. But, like, the feel was different, and it, not a bad way. Mm-hmm. It was cool.
This had a Rochelle feel to me. Is like, everything I loved.
It was just really good. I think like seriously, my notes are like, yeah, you ripped it, and and then I wrote down Flying Away, and I think Flying Away was when you went for that like high part that sounded a little weird to me, but that was like,
I thought that too. That was like the only thing like. The slide on the away part, I was like, oh no, didn't quite hit that, but yeah.
That's literally...
I slide all the time, so that didn't even... Nope. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's how you do it. Keep going.
So it was like all I wrote down. I wrote that, and then I made like a tornado. I don't know why. Apparently, you just flew through this...
A tornado?
A tornado.
Yeah.
I have the most epic doodles in my notebook. I was just like going through it the other day. Anyway.
A lot of time I don't even like write down super notes. I just write down like certain words that make me remind me what I want to say.
Yeah.
And pictures. Good job, Rochelle. I can reveal who gave this to Rochelle. It was Dylan.
Double Meatloaf Dylan.
Double Meatloaf Dylan.
Has Dylan ever done Meatloaf?
So. Nope, maybe.
I think Dylan would start good on Meatloaf.
Maybe
someone should give him Meatloaf next week.
Maybe they someone should
him Meatloaf singing Winter Wrap Up.
That's so funny. Okay, well, actually, speaking of Dylan, he's up next.
Oh, I thought you were gonna say, speaking of winter wrap up, I was hoping you were gonna do it.
That's really funny. Yeah.
Okay.
He is singing Somebody That I Used to Know by Gautier or Gautier featuring Kimbra.
Oh, I like the song when I heard the original.
Yeah.
So.
So let's see how he does.
Think of when we were together, like when you said you felt so happy you could die. I told myself that you were right for me, but felt so lonely in your company. But that was love, and it's an ache I still remember. Certain kind of sadness, like resignation to the end, always the end. So when we found that we could not make sense, well, you said that we would still be friends. But I'll admit that I was glad that it was over. But you didn't have to cut me off, make it like it never happened, and now we were nothing. I don't even need your love. You treat me like a stranger, and I feel so rough. You didn't have to stoop so low, have your friends collect your records and then change your number. Guess that I don't need that though. Now you're just somebody that I used to know. Now and then I think of all the times you fucked me over, but had me believing it was always something I'd done. I don't wanna live that way, reading into every word you say. You said that you could let it go, and I wouldn't catch you hung up on somebody that you used to know. But you didn't have to cut me off, make out like it never happened, that we were nothing. I don't even need your love. You treat me like a stranger, and I feel so rough. You didn't have to stoop so low, have your friends collect your records and then change your number. I guess that I don't need that love. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Somebody That I Used to Know. Go, Dylan. Woo. Valky, it's your turn to start.
Oh boy. Time to rip this apart now. This is like one that I had liked half of it. Like, I really liked the verses, but then the chorus is like, when the music got louder, it was kind of, you were kind of being drowned out a little bit by the music, and like your mic sounded kind of like it was topping out a little bit, and like you were being all like, "Hi," no, like it sounded like you were doing that kind of like straining on the high notes again, like what I told you on Rockstar, I think, like a few weeks ago, and like I was like, "Oh no, he fixed that last week. Why is he doing it here?" And, like, I like the emotion on it, though. I kind of wish, like, because I know you kind of do the I can't figure out how to say it. But, like, I kind of wish, like, instead of kind of, like, cutting off your phrases when you want to be emotional, you would do, like, more runs and, like, kind of, like, make the notes fade out or something instead of just, like, cutting it off when you want it to sound, like, intense emotional. Because I think it would, like, add a lot to the songs and stuff. But I really liked this, like, the verses, like I said, I thought were, like, good emotion. And, like, even the choruses, I just think, like, they were kind of, like, topping out and a little strainy on the higher notes.
Yeah. I think I go next. I agree with Falk. I really, really liked your verses. I thought they were super emotional. I love the feel of, like, this backtrack you chose. Like,
yeah.
I really liked it. I think you really felt, like, every word that you said. Like, it was just, like, you were into the song. And, I don't know, you just really have control over songs that way. I do think that you were pushing on your highest notes in the chorus, like, when it'd go really high. Like, I think you could totally hit them. I just think that it was,
I know, that's what's frustrating, because you could hit them if you, like, relaxed and did it.
Yeah, I think it was, like, the succession of the notes upward that make it a little bit, like, harder to hit those things, because it's like, wah, you know?
Yeah.
You have to, like, climb up and have enough breath support and, like,
It's mouth. Harder than you guys are saying.
Oh,
I know you're
sure.
Pain, bro. I know you're pain.
I'm in trouble, like, all the time.
Yeah, like, I know it's hard.
Does.
I think it's probably harder for, like, guys. So, yeah. I know it was hard for me to, like, master.
I have not mastered it at all. So, like, I feel your pain. But the verses were, like, so intense. That's really, like, my only note was those very highest sections of the chorus. And literally, like, it was, like, you know, three lines of the whole song. So, good job. I totally didn't even think of that vocal distortion thing. But then you're so right. I'm not sure if it was his backtrack or his topping, though. Like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I have that note.
I didn't even notice, but
quality.
I'm a serial topper.
Serial topper?
I am.
I was a serial topper till Rochelle introduced me to the game button on the back of my Blue Yeti, which, by the way, for those who were like me and lost, I will help you be found. Does that make any sense? There's a gain button.
I know.
Or not a button, like a little wheel that you could turn down.
I know. I do that.
That might help, Dylan, because he has the Yeti.
It's really tricky with the Yeti. I don't know what to
do. I have my computer recording all the way, like...
Yeah,
like
that really helped me. Actually, Nani's husband was the one who told me to do that. And so, like, that really started... Like, that was when I really stopped just topping. Like, I never top anymore.
I was surprised when I heard, like, because Dylan's usually good about that. I had that
quality. Trouble with his Yeti too.
Oh, really? No.
Yeah. Like, well, not like the Yeti's been giving him trouble, but he told me, now I understand why you always top, and I'm like, yeah, pretty much.
I thought the you guys already said it, but I'm just gonna reiterate a third time because I think it should. The raspy, the Dylan voice on the verses was, like, so, like, perfect. It matched, like, so well your tone and everything. Like, the verses were really good, and I felt so bad on the choruses because the original was, like, really high too. You guys pretty much covered it all.
We're all, like, on the same page tonight. We're just like, this, that.
Whoever goes third, it's always like, yep. That's what.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we're just such a good trio.
Dolls.
I can reveal who gave this to Dylan. It was Autumn.
Dun, dun, dun.
She's trying to screw Dylan. I think. No, that was a screw. That was a
she
screw.
Screwed him on the choruses? I don't know.
All right. So we only have two peoples left. Up next, we have Soyala.
Woo.
Yay. so yellow. Let's hear. Let's listen.